So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Shvua se Eidus Neheges Ba'anashim Veloi Benashim Rechaikim Veloi Bekraven Bekshem Veloi Bepsulin Ve'einen Neheges El Beruyin Lehein. The halacha of Shvua se Eidus, if a person involved in a din Torah before Bezin asks someone to testify for him, and that potential witness swears that he does not know any testimony relevant to this case, and it turns out that he did, he must bring a carbon Eilu B'Yerid. This halacha applies only to those who are eligible to testify, such as a man but not a woman, a non-relative but not a relative of one of the litigants, a qualified witness but not one disqualified to be a witness, as Rashi cites the source in the pasuk, "V'nefesh kisechet v'shama kol olav v'hu eid im lo yagid v'nosa avaynei." The words of "hu eid" teach beroy lehayad dibra kasef. And nashim are pasul eidus because the pasuk that refers to eidim states v'amdu shnei ho anashim, a man but not a woman. And we know that this pasuk refers to Eidim because there is a gzeirah shav of the word shnei. The pasuk here states v'amdu shnei ha'nashim, and another pasuk states al pi shnei Eidim, malahalim be'Eidim, afkan be'Eidim. And kraven are pasul Eidus because the pasuk states layumsu aves al banim, and psulim such as a gazlan, a thief, are pasul Eidus because the pasuk states al tashas yadchem rosh alias eid chamas. The Gemara proceeds with a machlokes in the Braisa. The Chum say, mitzvah lebali din in sheyamdu. The two litigants must stand while Bezin deliberates their case, because the pasuk states, v'amdu shnei anashim ashlehem riv. And the Chum hold that this pasuk refers to both the Eidim and the Bali Dinin. The words shnei anashim refer to the Eidim based on the above mentioned gzeir shava, and the words ashlehem riv refer to the Bali Dinin, the ones who have the dispute. While Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. Shemati, shemratz lahesh v'shnei meshivin. It's permitted to have both Bali Dinin seated, because Rabbi Yehuda holds the pasuk refers only to Eidim, but not to the Bali Dinin. However, Ezehu asur shlo yeechad oimid ve'echad yeshiv. It's forbidden to have one baldin sit while the other baldin stands. And it's also asur shlo yeechad medaber kol tzarkai ve'echad oimid le'katzad v'recha. It's forbidden for the dayan to allow one baldin ample time to present all his arguments, and tell the other baldin to keep his arguments brief. The Gemara cites a braisa in which this is derived from Mitzedik Tishbet HaMisecha, and as Rashi explains, shlo yeerach haveri shemechab no'isa yeisim imenu b'yistimu devarav. One who sees Bezdin showing preference to his opponent becomes discouraged and cannot present his claims adequately. The Gemara now qualifies the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Chacham. Machlekes b'bali dinin, aval be'edim devar kol ba'amida. The machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Chacham is only whether the bali dinin must stand, but all agree that the edim must stand when they testify, because they all agree that the pasuk v'amdu shnei anashim refers to the edim. Machlekes b'shas masa u'matan, aval b'shas gemar din devar kol dayanim yeshiva bali dinin ba'amida. The machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Chacham regarding the Bali Dinin is only while Bezin deliberates the case, but all agree that when Bezin issues their decision, the Dayanim must be seated and the Bali Dinin must stand for two reasons. Because the pasuk states, "Vayeshev Moshe lishpat es ha'am v'yamer ha'am." Moshe Rabbeinu sat and the people stood. And because the Eidim kigmar din damu, the Eidim's testimony is like the Gemar Din, and that their role in this case is finished. Therefore, just as all agree that the Eidim must stand when they testify, so too the Bali Dinin must stand at the Gemar Din. The Gemara proceeds with several halachas regarding Bezdin's obligation to show respect to a tzuv mirabbanan. Hay tzuv mirabbanan va'ama oretz islahu dina b'hadi hadodi. If a young tamo chacham and an ama oretz bring their dispute before Bezdin, misvinin le tzuv mirabbanan la'ama oretz namirin le tiv v'ikoy les lamba. The tzuv mirabbanan is seated because of kavod hatayra, and they must likewise tell the ama oretz to sit, so as not to show preference for one over the other. But if afterward the ama oretz remains standing, there is no further concern. However, loy liktim tzuvim rabbanim v'leisiv, the tzuvim rabbanim may not be seated before the ama oretz arrives, even if he keeps quiet, because mishum demechzi command the sod leledine. The ama oretz will assume that the tzuvim rabbanim already presented his arguments, and Bezin is forbidden to listen to one side if the other side is not present. However, loy amarin adloy kviya leidne, alva kviya leidne les naba. If the tzuvim rabbanim had a set time to learn with the dayan, who is his rabbi, he may sit down because meimar amar b'idnei tarid. The Am Aretz will assume that the tzuvim rabbanim merely sat down to learn, but did not present his arguments. Hay tzuvim rabbanim diyada b'sadusa b'zila b'milsa l'meizu l'b'dayan o d'zutu minei lasudi kamei loy lezel. If a tzuvim rabbanim knows testimony regarding a case and he's called to testify before a bezin of lesser stature, he should not go testify, because this is degrading to his honor. However, hanami l'b'mamayna aval b'yisura lezel. He does not testify only in the monetary case, but he must testify in the case of a possible transgression, because the pasuk states "Ein chachma bein tfuna bein eitzah neged Hashem," which teaches "Kamokim sheshchila Hashem ein chalkin kavod l'rav." In a situation in which Hashem's name is desecrated, we do not show honor to a tzuvim rabbanan. The Gemara continues with an incident in which Rav Yemer habayodle sadusel mazutra. Rav Yemer came to testify in mazutra's favor before Amemer's bezdin, And the Maimer instructed both Edom to be seated, and even though be Edom de Rakol Bamida, all agree that the Edom must be standing. However, Hai Asay, the covered Torah Adif. The mitzvah Asay to honor Talmud Chacham is greater than the mitzvah Asay for the Edom to stand. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa that discusses 13 halachas regarding a dayan's obligations to prevent an erroneous decision, and these are all derived from the pasuk midvash sheker terchak. One must keep away from falsehood. 4 of the 13 halachas are taught in this daf and are alluded to in the siman sanigaran bor gizelas mirma. Sanigaran minayin ledayin shloyasa sanigaran ledvarv. A judge who knows that he issued an erroneous decision may not seek proofs to support this false decision because midvash sheker terchak. Bor. A judge may not seat an ignoramus student before him, because the student will mislead him and cause him to issue an erroneous decision and midvash sheker terchak. Gezelas, minayin ledayin shidei lechaveir shu gazlan, v'chein eid shidei bechaveir shu gazlan, minayin shleid starfi mai. If a judge or witness knows that his fellow aid dayin is a thief, he may not join him even though the decision or testimony is true, because the statement of a possible aid dayin is void and midvash sheker terchak. Mirma, minayin ledayin shidei bedin shu meruma, shloyemar hoil ba'edim eidin, achat cheno v'yekoyler tole b'tzavar eidim. If a judge knows that the eidim testified falsely, he may not issue a decision based on their testimony and put the blame on the eidim, because this decision is false and midvash sheker terchak. The other 9 of the 13 halachas are taught in the next daf.